In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus has some challenging words for us in the Gospel today. I'm going away. You will look for me, and you will die in your sin. It's not me who is focusing on these words, it is Jesus. We know this because he repeats the words again. I have told you already, you will die in your sins. And then a third time, yes, if you do not believe that I am he, you will die in your sins. Why does Jesus do this? For these are hard words. Yet, as all of us know, our only true friends, the only people who really do love us, are those who are willing to tell us things that we do not like to hear. They are also the people who take the trouble of warning us about danger ahead. This means that these words of Jesus are in fact very consoling. Any doubts we may have had about God loving us are gone. God is telling me hard things that I don't want to hear, so obviously he loves me. A second reason these words are important is because it confirms something we have already experienced in the world. And certainly we are experiencing now. We need a Saviour. Not just all of us as a group, each of us personally too. We know this. We know we each need help. This is a good and healthy thing to know too. Which brings us to the third reason these words are important. Jesus is telling us that he will save us. Only the one who totally understands our condition, who reveals the depths of the darkness of it to us, knows, and is even capable of saving us from it. And this is the whole point of Jesus' life. This is what his words also mean. Like with any doctor, if we do place our trust in him, if we give him our hand and allow him to lead us, he can and will help us. He is right next to us at this moment, turning to us with hand outstretched, saying to each of us, I love you. I'm here for you. Will you accept my help? Let us pray. Grant us, we pray, O Lord, perseverance in obeying your will, that in our days the people dedicated to your service may grow in both merit and number. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.